It might surprise you to realize that there was actually a lot of good about this presidential campaign. And admittedly, you know, I'm someone who just loves the arcane details of tax policy, but one of the fun things about talking to a group like this is I figure you're all kindred spirits. So I've got three sets of things to talk about, and I like movie metaphors. So good, the bad, and the ugly of campaign 2016. The good, there are actually lots of interesting ideas to talk about, lots of radical proposals that really had never been proposed by major party candidates before, even major primary candidates. Many of the Republican candidates were proposing variants of consumption taxes. One of the fun points of the campaign was when Marco Rubio was debating Ted Cruz and the others, and Rubio said, Ted Cruz, you have a consumption tax. You have a value-added tax. And Ted Cruz, who had proposed the subtraction method value-added tax, said, no, I don't, indicating that he either didn't know what a value-added tax was or that he just thought that the attack of proposing a value-added tax was so scurrilous that he had to just strenuously deny it. Of course, if I had been advising Mr. Cruz, I would have suggested to him that he point out to Marco Rubio that he was proposing an X tax, which is a variant of a value-added tax. The idea of the X tax is that it's the same thing as a subtraction method value-added tax, except that the wage portion of the tax is collected from workers. He is the first candidate I know of to propose an X tax. It would be a radical change. It would basically eliminate taxation on capital income. And it's designed to be, the whole idea of the X tax, it was designed by David Bradford, the Princeton economist, is that it was designed to be both administrable and progressive.